Glass. Save big at Staples.
Want to make a little extra pocket change for this weekend?
Yes, I do indeed.
Well, look no further than Paramount Sports' Lee Sterling to tell you how.
Sorry about that. I was crafting a tweet. You see the tweet I made, Jackson?
It's up to
KJR. I made a tweet. I want everyone to know that Lee Sterling is on the radio show because Lee Sterling is on fire. He is red freaking hot. I mean, there are not many handicappers. I would say maybe nobody in America who's having the kind of run that Lee Sterling is having, which makes you wonder how the hell is he doing it? Well, he's got a secret sauce. That's how. Lee, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good. Just looking forward to going home in about an hour and starting when I put my spoon and fork into everything. Got to start trying everything out for tomorrow.
I would just say, why even bother with a spoon? Just use your hands. Just stick your hands in there and just stuff it right in your face. So we got a bunch of games to go over this weekend.
Yep.
Let's start with a game in the Pac-12. Oregon, who has at times has looked kind of vulnerable, but they keep winning. They're giving 14 at Oregon State in a game that used to be called the Civil War. I have no idea what they're calling it right now. You can't call it that because it's not PC. Oregon giving 14 at Oregon State on Friday. What do you think?
Maybe they call it, shake hands and everyone be friends. Who knows?
There
it's ridiculous. Keep the rivalry games. Keep the nicknames. Keep the Red River Showdown. Here's the problem with Oregon State. All they can do is run the football. If I'm the Ducks, I just put 9 guys on the line of scrimmage and dare them to throw the football. I don't think they're good enough. They don't scare me at all. I think the Ducks win this game here easy because Oregon State cannot stop the run. Ducks, 48. Beavers, 17.
Yeah, you saw the Huskies a couple weeks ago run for 51 times on them, and they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. How about NFL? Let's go to a different college game because I'm going to whack one game and replace it with the Huskies. Now, Vegas Insider, I don't think, has the line, but the MGM does, so we'll go by the MGM Grand. Huskies given 7 now against Utah on Saturday. What do you see happening on Saturday at 7:30?
Well, the problem here is Utah, their skill level guys on offense just aren't good enough. I mean, it looks like Jake Bentley might be the guy, but he doesn't scare you. You know, they had a decent running back last year in Zach Moss, but he was hurt on and off. I mean, I don't know how they beat the Huskies last year. They had no business doing that. They got to do it with special teams. So as long as you have a clean special teams game, I think it's the Huskies game here. The only guy that seems to do any damage against anyone is Britton Covey, wide receiver, but he was a late scratch last week. So if he's able to go, they might be able to score 17, 20 points. Other than that, I think it's the Huskies game here to lose. I'm gonna say the Huskies win this game here 30-17.
Yeah, I tell you what, go back a couple years ago in Salt Lake City, Britton Covey, when facing that UW secondary. I've never seen a wide receiver get abused physically like he was in that game against the Dogs a couple years ago. So, yeah, Jake Bentley's going to start the transfer from South Carolina, but Lee likes the Huskies minus the points. NFL, Kansas City, the Chiefs are starting to find their stride, baby. They're giving 3.5 at Tampa Bay this weekend, coming off a loss to the Rams.
Yeah, something's wrong here in Tampa Bay. You can't just all of a sudden change a team by getting even Tom Brady. It's been a losing franchise for 15 years. Just take the first drive. I mean, the Rams are driving down the field. They're at the 5-yard line, 3rd-and-2. What does Tampa Bay do? Jump offsides. You don't see that from a team that's going to go on and maybe make to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. And also, Tom Brady just doesn't have the chemistry yet with his receivers. It might happen, but not yet. I like Kansas City. I think they pull away late. 40-30.
All right, take the Chiefs and the over, it sounds like, as well in that game.
Yep.
Rams and the Niners. Rams are back in L.A. after knocking off Tampa on Monday, giving 7 against the 49ers. And the Rams, man, they think they're good. They're tied for the lead right now in the NFC West. They think they have a shot at doing some damage, maybe getting the 1 seed.
Yeah, they think they're good, but this is a perfect situational setup for the 49ers here. I think they're going to be able to run the ball some here. I think the Rams are vulnerable in the secondary. I think you can throw on them. So San Francisco's getting a little bit healthier here. Low-scoring game. I like San Francisco to pull off the shocker.
Wow.
They win this game here, 21-20.
Well, that would be helping the Seahawks out. I would take that for sure. Seahawks in Philadelphia on Monday night. The Hawks are given 5. Carson Wentz has thrown 14 touchdowns and 14 picks this year. 5 of his last 6 games, he's under 60%. He's been awful, and they're hosting the Hawks on Monday in Philadelphia in front of nobody.
Yeah, and the only guy that really scares me, if you're Seattle, is Travis Fulgham. He just for some reason didn't target much at all in the first half. So look for them to try to go that way, but it's going to be tough. I mean, this is a team here. They can't get it done. The offensive line, just blitz them from the outside, make them step up in the pocket. Carson Wentz, I don't know whether it's mental, it's physical, maybe a combination of both, but I think Russell Wilson also has a big game here against them. Their secondary, Slay, their best guy. I just don't think that they have anyone who can cover the Seattle receivers. Give me Seattle. They win this game here 38-28.
Well, if you're right about that and the Niner game, that put the Hawks back in first place after the week is over. All right, game of the week, Air Force and Colorado State. Wasn't that game just called off due to COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to another game that's scratched, and also the Oklahoma-West Virginia game. We'll replace that with Texas A&M and LSU. You want to get that game, just call toll-free 800-400-9741. We'll give you the game for free. We've won 9 of 12 weeks in the football. Basketball, college basketball starts tonight. We had to start a run last year. We went 30-9 in college basketball. So we're ready to roll. Football, turkey shootout, 15 games, $97 for the entire weekend. So hop on board, ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
I love it. Great stuff. Have a great Thanksgiving, pal. We'll talk in a week. See ya.
You too.
Lee Sterling, who normally joins us on Fridays at 3:45, but we are not doing the show Friday. Why? Because we're supposed to be off the air for the Apple Cup, and that didn't happen. Now we're on the air Saturday for the Utah game. We're taking Friday off. So Lee Sterling has made 55 selections on the air so far this year. He's won 35 of them on the radio show. So do not make a play until you hear Lee Sterling's picks. And then Jackson always tweets them out with the podcast as well, along with Rick's Taco Time pick of the week when the show's over. So Washington -7 against Utah. He likes Oregon -14 at the Beavers. He likes Kansas City -3.5 at Tampa. He likes the Niners to cover and win flat out against the Rams. He likes the Hawks -the points at Philadelphia on Monday night. Petros Papadakis joining us at 4:20 on the radio show. I want to grab your text as well at 49451 for textimonials. And the old, what are you thankful for this holiday season? But you know what? Give me something that's not so obvious. Give me something that you watch on TV. Give me something that we had to deal with in the last 8 months that just drives you bananas that went away because of COVID. Maybe there's a silver lining. Look, obviously traffic not being around is great, but you know what? It kind of sucks not sitting in traffic. I sat in traffic going home a couple nights ago. There was an accident on I-5 and an accident on 99, and it felt like old times, and it felt good. So give me a couple things that you're thankful for textimonials of 49451 that nobody else is talking about or thinking about that we can slap on the air at 445 for textimonials. Rick Neuheisel, Kevin Harlan, Bill Riley, voice of Utah football, and Petros Papadakis all coming up in the next hour and a half or so right here on 950 KJR.
He's too ugly to be on that.